The fight ended in a draw last night, Tommy. Was that a fair result?
No, in fairness, we thought we'd won pretty clear last night in points, but you never know with the German judges. They gave it as a draw last night.
And I suppose, Tommy, the main thing is you're still world champion?
No, yeah, we still hold the title. If it's a draw, we're still the holder. As I say, we thought we had outpointed them, but it didn't go that way with the judges.
Why do you think it didn't go that way, Tommy?
It's one of them things in Germany.
Because the last time that you were in Germany, you took a unanimous decision, and obviously yeah. Hasselbeck wasn't too happy with that and asked for this rematch.
Yeah. No, this time, I think it was different judges anyway, but the promoter seemed to be giving out about the judging, that he didn't think it was right either. He thought we had actually won.
And what was the support like from the Irish camp last night?
The support was the usual, loud and proud. As good as always. A lot of support from the German fans last night as well.
How come that? Because I know during the week, Tommy, that you mentioned that as well, that the Germans have taken a liking to you.
Yeah, we had a lot of Germans up there last night congratulating us and wishing us well. And they seem saying they really appreciate our fighting style. They come forward and fast-paced style.
Well, Tommy, congratulations once again on successfully defending one of your two world title belts. We've also got his coach, Paddy Toland, on the line. Paddy, reflecting back on that fight and obviously the outcome, it ended in a draw. You were in Tommy's corner. You have the experience through the years, through the sport of kickboxing. How did you call that one last night?
I think Tommy won it clear. You know, I was really surprised when they did give it a draw. It was gobsmacked, you know, really. I don't know where they got, what they were looking, what fight they were looking at, you know, because Tommy was clearly from round 1 to round 12. You know, he clearly won every round. But I don't know. I don't know really where they got it out of, because I just can't, you know, I can't fathom how they came to that decision. You know, it was crazy. You know.
And I suppose the main thing, as we said to Tommy, is no matter win or draw, he's still world champion. You still have that number 4 belt.
Absolutely, absolutely. I think, you know, it was probably what the Germans had. I don't know whether they were just, you know, they give it a draw because of Hasselbeck or whatever. I don't know, but. Having been a German and stuff, I don't know what they're saying, but you know, as far as the fight goes, we clearly and you know, Tommy clearly won the fight hands down, you know. Mm. But as I say, still the champion, and that's the main thing.
Yeah. Is Hasselbeck going to pack it in now after this, because he threatened to do after the last time he was beat?
Yeah, Hasselbeck was cuffed in round 1, and by round 12 he had to go to hospital after the fight. His ear puffed up and his eye, he got badly marked again, you know.
And so, how's Tommy looking this morning?
Tommy's looking good now. There are no marks on Tommy at all. So not, you know. So Tommy's a good guard, good defence. So no, Tommy's looking good, you know.
Finally, Paddy, we spoke about it during the week as well. This obstacle has now gone and passed. It's time to look forward to the future. Yeah. You mentioned that Tommy's going to drop down to super welterweight and go in search of 3 professional world titles. From his corner, from your point of view, I'm sure you're telling this man that he can do this, no problem.
Oh, absolutely. Say we'll be looking at that before the end of the year, you know, so that's our plan now. Just our next show is that plan, to bring a German over and fight that title before Christmas.
Good stuff. And I suppose if you want to plug your own tournament coming up in a couple of weeks'
time
as well.
Yeah, the one now, the 5th of June, local girl, Natalie McCarron. Fighting for European title on the 5th of June as well. Plus Tommy's on as well, and Aidan Lafferty and a few other really good fighters. You know, so a really exciting night coming up in 2 weeks' time.
Well, Paddy, thanks for taking the call this morning, the morning after the fight in Germany last night. And well done once again to yourself as coach, and of course, obviously, to Tommy, who's still world champion.
Thanks, Hashim. Really appreciate it.